Welcome back to The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. It's Tax Tip Tuesday. Jacqueline, my dear friend recently bought a rental house, and he will be renting it as an Airbnb. He says by doing so, he will take advantage of the short-term rental loophole. What is the short-term rental loophole?
Well, Tom, you may remember we talked back on one of the episodes of The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon about the fact that rental property is considered passive income by the Internal Revenue Service. And as such, there are limitations to being able to deduct losses on rental property on the taxpayer's tax return because of it being that passive activity. The short-term rental loophole comes into play in the fact that if a taxpayer owns a short-term rental, and by short-term rental, it's really any rental property where the average stay is less than 7 days, so these are your Airbnb properties, your vacation rental, cabin in the mountains, condo on the beach type properties. As long as the owner materially participates, and we talked a little bit about that in the other episode about what all that means, they can actually deduct losses on those rentals against other ordinary income. So basically, the short-term rental loophole takes short-term rentals out of that passive activity category and gives the owner a better chance to be able to take losses on their rental properties against their W-2 or other income. So bottom line, short-term rental loophole can be an advantage for people who have short-term rentals, but you definitely want to discuss it with your tax professional. Make sure you understand the ins and outs and what has to happen to qualify as far as material participation, that you can take a benefit for those losses in the early years of rental.